Synthesis of Music, an exploration of the world of musical sound, introducing the RCA Electronic Music Synthesizer, a system capable of creating any sound which has ever been produced and any sound that may be imagined by the human mind. Except for the voice of the narrator, all the sounds you will hear were produced with the RCA Electronic Music Synthesizer. No musical instruments were used, and no players performed. All the musical sounds you will hear are synthesized sounds. How has it become possible for us to create all musical sounds by electronic means? The answer lies in the nature of sound as a combination of clearly defined physical characteristics, which are shared by all musical tones or effects. Let's look at them one by one. The first of these characteristics is frequency, the number of vibrations per second of the sound waves striking our ears. This property of sound, which we hear as pitch, gives our musical tones their names. For example, a tone with a frequency of 440 cycles per second is called A, the pitch to which most orchestras are tuned. If we change the frequency, we also change the pitch. By increasing it to 523 cycles per second, we hear C sub 5, which is the fifth C starting from the left on the piano keyboard. Doubling this to 1,046 cycles per second, we rise an octave to C sub 6. Doubling this twice more to 4,186 cycles per second, we reach C sub 8, which forms the highest note on the piano. Few instruments besides the organ and the piccolo can produce fundamental tones higher than this. But let's double our frequency again to 8,372 cycles per second. The tone is C sub 9. But to reproduce this, good equipment is required. Frequencies in this region are important, principally, in the establishment of the overtone structure. We shall return to overtones in a moment. First, let's follow the frequency into the lower range, the familiar middle C, also denoted by C sub 4, has a frequency of 261 cycles per second. Each time we cut frequency in half, we drop one octave. Thus, 130 cycles per second gives us C sub 3. And at 65 cycles per second, C sub 2. A frequency of 32 cycles per second gives us the lowest C on the piano, C sub 1. A pure tone of this frequency is so deep that it is difficult to reproduce. But often we do hear a recorded tone this deep, even over a limited system. The reason is that most musical instruments produce not only the fundamental, but also the overtones, which were mentioned a moment ago. If such overtones are harmonics, the ear can identify the fundamental tone even if it is not heard by itself. Let us listen to a very pure tone of 32 cycles per second. Now the same tone again, with the same intensity, but with harmonics added. Harmonics not only make the low notes more audible, they also have the important function of determining the quality of musical sounds. To illustrate, let's listen to a succession of notes without overtones. Now here they are again, this time with overtones. By electronic means, it is possible to generate an infinite variety of overtone structures and therefore an unlimited number of different sounds. Middle C, with all its overtones, sounds like this. But if we emphasize the overtones in the region of 500 and 800 cycles per second, it sounds like this. And emphasis on the overtones in the region of 1,700 and 3,000 cycles per second produces an effect like this. It is possible to go on indefinitely, demonstrating that overtones give their individual character to most musical sounds. But let's move on to another important physical characteristic. That is the envelope of a tone, a technical term that includes the growth of a tone to its full intensity, the duration of its life, and its decay. Taking the same note with which we have been working, the middle C, we find that slow growth, long duration, and slow decay give it a sound like this. When growth and decay are both rapid, it sounds like this. Now, let's give it a rapid growth and immediate slow decay. And again, a rapid growth and immediate fast decay. Another physical characteristic of all musical sound is intensity, measured by the engineer in decibels and perceived as loudness. An increase of 1 decibel means an increase of about 20% in intensity. Let's listen to our middle C as it goes through an increase of intensity of 2 decibels. Again. As you can hear, 2 decibels is a very small increase. Let's do it again, this time with an increase of 10 decibels, which means a tenfold increase in intensity or power. And again. All of these characteristics, frequency, overtone structure, growth, duration, decay, and intensity, are basic to all musical sound. But this is not quite the end of the story, because there are more properties for which we must provide if we are to achieve every musical effect. Here is an example of portamento, a glide in frequency from one tone to another, which we associate with the slide trombone, certain string instruments, and the human voice. Now, a vibrato or tremulo can be predetermined and added at will like this. Or it can be made to fit each individual tone and may include variations of intensity, frequency, and timbre like this.